I do find the violation occurred. I don't think the fine, as it's on here, makes a lot of sense. I'm going to reduce your fine to $10 plus penalties. Okay, sir? Thank you. Thank you, Officer Gales. You have another one as well, I believe? All right. On Han, you're requesting dismissal?
Yes, Your Honor.
Senjen Han, please step forward. All right. Han, are you Mr. Han?
Yeah.
All right. Looks like your officer's asking you to dismiss the case. We'll do that. Okay with you?
Okay.
You win. Goodbye.
Oh,
that officer is saying you're not, that you didn't do it, or he can't prove it, or whatever, or he doesn't remember it. I don't know. Don't ask too many questions. Okay. Who? Tavasoli? Oh, okay. On Tavasoli, let me see what that is. He's not present or she's not present. And she was released. OR will add a civil assessment to that one. Thank you. And that's all we need from you, Officer, I think, Officer Gales.
Thank you.
All right. Corey Ive, Officer Moore. Mr. Moore, step forward, please. And good afternoon, Mr. Ibe. This is Casey, IRM 541842. And this is a drive, hold on just a moment, sir. Let me just call a case. You're charged with driving without a valid California driver's license. It's marked as correctable, so if you have a valid driver's license, I can dismiss this charge.
Well, due to the nature of the application for the driver's license,
yeah,
the nature of U.S. citizenship and my religious beliefs and political beliefs, I can't.
But that's okay. I understand. If you don't have your driver's license, that's perfectly okay. Oftentimes, these can be short-circuited by just getting a driver's license. But if you don't have one, you pled not guilty. Are you raising your hand for something?
I am. May I grab a chair? It'll be easier for me to write.
You having a medical problem that you can't stand like everyone else?
I do have a back problem.
All right, sir. Grab a chair right behind you. Just pull it up from the table. Have a seat if you like. No, sir. Pull that one up if you like.
Thank you.
All right. And Officer Moore? You may proceed. Thank you.
My name is James Moore. I'm a police officer with the City of Irvine. I've been so for approximately 5 years. On 6/14/2013, at approximately 17:51 hours in the afternoon, I was working uniform patrol in a marked Irvine police unit. I was in the City of Irvine, the County of Orange.
Thank you.
I was driving westbound on Irvine Center Drive. And I stopped at a red signal ejector. We were in heavy traffic. My attention was drawn to the vehicle in front of me. It's an older Mercedes. It was dirty. It had a lot of personal property steering about. And what stood out to me was it had a California exempt plate on the back. Additionally, I noticed that the driver was throwing sunflower seed shells out the driver's side window. I ran the plate through DMV, and it came back record not on file. So I initiated an investigative stop and contacted the driver to my right, who yielded immediately.
All right, you've indicated to the person on your right, is that who was present in the vehicle that day?
That's correct. He was driving the vehicle.
All right, thank you.
I asked him for his, I explained the reason for the stop, and I asked him for his license, registration, and insurance. He didn't have any insurance, but he did provide what appeared to be a valid registration card for the exempt plate. He did not have a driver's license. He gave me appeared to be a homemade identification card that had been notarized, and it had his picture on it.
All right.
So I took that back to my car, and I conducted a records check on based on the information that he'd given me, and I was able to identify him in the DMV database. And he did not have a current California driver's license.
All right.
I rechecked the plate with DMV. Maybe the system was down or something, and it still came back record not on file. The DMV was closed at that time, so I couldn't call in to further investigate the plate. I issued him a written warning on the littering, and I cited him for driving without a license. Right. He was released on the written promise to appear, and he was told to park the vehicle and wait for a license driver to come. Right.
And you made it a correctable violation.
I did not, Your Honor.
Well, it shows on the citation. On my copy, shows as correctable. But in any event,
mine says no.
Okay. All right. Anything else, sir? If not, you may cross-examine, Mr. Ives.
Sure. First, I have a question for yourself, Mr. Commissioner. Are you operating on your oath today?
You may cross-examine the officer. I'm not on the witness stand. Cross-examine the officer if you wish, or if you don't wish, then we'll proceed.
Like the rest record reflect that you refused to answer that question. Were you operating on your oath the day that you stopped?
I don't know what that means.
Your oath of office?
Yes.
You were operating on your oath?
Yes.
And your authority to arrest, does that come from the chief of police?
And it comes from the California Penal Code.
Could you identify what portion of the penal code that comes from?
Sir, you were not arrested.
When somebody is cited, the vehicle code clearly states that the arrestee, it refers to the arrestee.
The officer answered your question.
Okay. And part of that oath to uphold the Constitution, does that include the First Amendment, the right to free speech?
It would.
Okay. And I have a copy of the actual identification. This is a copy of the identification that was shown. Oops.
Mr. Ibe, you're not charged with failing to have identification. You're charged with failing to have a valid California driver's license, which gives you the privilege to drive in the state of California.
I'd like to, the officer just testified that he found a match. I also have a declaration of Mr. Moore here that states that he found a match for Corey Ibe. I'd like the officer to explain what the nature of the person or individual that he found a match for is.
Do you understand the question?
I do not know.
All right. Any other question?
So, you don't know the nature of the person that you found? The nature of the person in the DMV database?
The officer testified he doesn't understand the question, nor do I, what the nature of a person is. A person is a person, and that's it. He ran your name in the database, and it came back that there was a suspended license, or expired license, what was it? Expired or suspended? Okay.
I have a letter from the DMV. Shows the license account. This is February 16th, 2010.
I'll mark that as defense exhibit A, and you're giving this to me for what purpose? That you're requesting to cancel your driver's license?
The driver's license account was canceled and the card has been destroyed.
All right.
The reason for that is there is a political pledge involved in obtaining a driver's license, and that's against my religious beliefs. I cannot identify myself as the person on the application for a driver's license. That is a government property. I've gone through a rather protracted event with the Department of State, the United States Department of State, because of the same type of thing with getting a passport, and in my case, I am a bearer of a passport, but because of my political status and religious beliefs, I had to use U.S. citizenship of the state of California in order to obtain the passport. The citation,
Do you have any more questions of the officer? If not, then
yes,
I'm going to have
do.
Him sit down. All right, finish your questions, and then I'll hear from you.
When you first submitted the citation to the court, was it rejected?
I don't believe so.
Did you modify the citation
I
and
did.
Then resubmit it to the court?
I added your birthday and your age.
Would you please state the date of birth that you put on that modification?
6/21/69.
And the age that you put on that modification?
It's cut off on my copy.
Okay. Do the rules require that the ticket have the defendant's signature on the citation for the citation to be valid?
Whose rules?
The rules from the Judicial Council of California for forms and citations.
The only reason for a signature, sir, is for a written promise to appear. You're here. So whether or not a citation is required to be signed or not is moot. You're here. You've made your appearance in court. And that's irrelevant.
I want to recognize that if I've identified myself as a U.S. citizen, I'm obligated to correct that mistake. Has that happened?
I'm sorry?
Have I identified myself as a U.S. citizen in these proceedings?
I didn't ask you that question.
Well, I'm asking because you said I've appeared, and the appearance...
Appeared means your person is present, and you answered to Corey Brandon Ibe, both, this afternoon, as well as this morning on other cases. So I recognize you. Go ahead.
Do you recognize me as government property or
property?
Yes.
No, you're a person.
Am And what is the nature of the person that's charged?
Sir, if you don't have a valid driver's license, you're in violation of the California state law. If you do, you won't be. Anything else you want to say? Any more questions for Officer Moore?
I do.
All right, let's get on with it.
Officer Moore, when you, may I have just a moment to review?
Certainly.
You stated you issued a warning for littering? Is that correct? On the citation, you wrote littering in the charging area, but didn't include any type of the penal or the code that was violated. Is a warning, when you issue a written warning, is that done on a citation for a notice to appear?
That's an irrelevant question, quite honestly. He's not charging you with that, so I'm not going to ask
the
answer.
But it's on the citation.
I don't know that. Citation's not in evidence. Go ahead.
The citation's
ask a
not
question.
Evidence?
You may ask a question that's relevant to these proceedings. Go ahead.
You stated that you were operating on your oath and you are acting under the authority of the chief of police?
You stated that. I did not.
Are you acting when you are an Irvine officer? Do you act on the authority of the Irvine chief of police?
He's the person that hired me.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking? I don't fully understand the question.
When you conduct operations for law enforcement, or as a any type of officer for the city of Irvine, are you acting on the authority of the chief of police or some other form of authority?
I don't understand your question, sir. He's a sworn officer in the state of California. So what specifically are you at? Do you not understand what a police officer is?
I do understand
okay.
very well what
so
a police officer is.
Then ask a question that's relevant to these proceedings.
It is relevant, Your Honor. If the chief of police is, if there's an issue with that, then that would have bearing on this case. If there's an issue with the officer acting outside of the scope of the authority of the chief of police, then that would have relevance on this case.
So you think that when a police officer asks you for a license, California driver's license, that he's acting in excess of his authority? Is that what your position is?
No.
Okay. All right, then ask a question that's relevant, please.
Well, it's relevant because the chief of police did not have his oath of office on file at the county recorder, as is required. He also did not have it on file.
He doesn't know that. I don't know that, and you don't know that. So let's ask him a question that he, no, he, how is he supposed to know if the police chief has his oath of office on file? Ask him a question that he can answer. I'll let you make whatever record you want, believe me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The person charged that you found in the DMV, you say it's attached to the DMV, you took the ID that I just showed you, and you ran that through the Department of Motor Vehicles information database?
That's correct.
Correct. And the person that you came back with, you're unable to, is it your testimony, you're unable to testify as to the nature of that person or individual?
I don't understand that, whatever that means, sir. So I'm going to tell him not to answer unless he understands what the nature of a person is.
Your Honor, I do not.
Okay. Go ahead. Ask a question that he can answer or that I will order him to answer if I believe it's a relevant question. What a nature of a person is, sir, is not something that we deal with here. Maybe you deal with it in a philosophy class in college, but here we're talking about an individual who's driving a car. The officer sees that individual driving a car. He says it's you. He asks you for a license. You don't have a license. We checked the DMV. There is no license. Anything else you want to ask that's relevant to these proceedings?
The laws that you're enforcing, those are the administrative division of the state of the United States.
Ask a question. If you have a question, ask it. If you want to make a statement, I'll allow you to make a statement.
Okay.
But you can't mix them together.
I think I've done with my questions.
All right. Thank you, officer. If you'd like to have a seat, you may.
I'm okay. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead. Did you wish to testify, sir?
I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Your Honor, I have a letter from the DMV which supports that the laws which were enforced are a foreign jurisdiction to California, 1849, the state that entered the Union in 1850. Letter states that the DMV uses the term United States for purposes of choice of law purposes. It also defines the location of the United States as being in Washington, D.C. I don't consent to foreign jurisdiction. The DMV has acknowledged...
Would you like me to enter that into evidence?
Yes, please. I need to...
All right, it's not authenticated, it's hearsay, it's not going to be entered into evidence, okay? Go ahead. Anything else you want to say? I just want to make sure that you're able to make your record, but if you have certified copies of DMV statements, which you did subpoena and are here in the court, and we provided you copies of them, and all of them do indicate that you had a license at one time and you don't have one anymore. So
that's correct.
All right.
Yeah, and but the license account has been closed.
Okay, the
and
account's closed.
And the Anti-Peonage Act.
So we all, the anti-who?
Peonage Act.
Spell it.
P-E-O-N-A-G-E.
I don't understand that. I may be ignorant, but you want to explain that to me?
Well, it means that you cannot be held to involuntary servitude within the country.
Okay, I'm for that.
Pardon me?
I'm much in favor of not being held to involuntary servitude.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
The person charged is identified by the certificate of live birth, which is property of the state of California. Confirm that with, that's easily confirmed, it's common knowledge. In order to get a certified copy of that, you would go to a government office. At no time am I permitted from my personal political and religious beliefs to identify myself as property of the government. The person identified also on that certificate of live birth, which is the person on the application for the driver's license, is an illegitimate child, as identified by the mother's maiden name and the father's last name being different. My mother and father were joined in holy matrimony, and I'm not in the state of California, which is a political state. Its borders are defined by the Constitution of California, 1849. The 1879 Constitution does not originally attempted to define the borders of the state, and that was overturned and had to be changed. It operates within California, 1849. Texas versus White states that the California 1849 persists as a legal jurisdiction and is assumed to have citizens. And there is no requirement in that jurisdiction for a driver's license. In order to get a driver's license, you'd have to agree to foreign jurisdiction of the United States, Commercial Code 9307H. Identifies that location of the United States as being in Washington, D.C. I have no obligation to a foreign jurisdiction. And nor did I ever identify myself as the person charged with the first, middle, last name. My given and surname are spelled identically to the defendant charged, the defendant's first and last name, but mine is a given and surname. It's identified on both the document for which I presented to the officer, and it's also identified on the passport as a given and surname, not first, middle, and last. The first, middle, and last is the person who is identified by the birth certificate. I have no obligation to identify myself as that person. Any obligation that existed prior to me understanding the true nature of U.S. citizenship and the political obligations to that have all been corrected. The officer indicated that this was homemade identification. It does carry, I have the original, this is a copy. I have the original, which has been used to travel across the border from a foreign country back into this country. And I'll place this here so you can see that.
All right, we'll mark that for identification. You want us to receive that as evidence then?
Yes, please.
All right, bailiff, why don't you take that document and
well this I'll
mark that as, I thought you wanted to have that received. You don't want us to receive it?
As long as I'll get it back.
Well, you're entering something into evidence, you can have a copy back, we take the original as evidence.
No, I won't do the original, I'll give you a copy of it.
All right, what's next? Anything else you want to say?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Jason, that's okay, just go back.
Get a copy. Here is a copy. There's a copy for the court.
The court's not going to receive a copy.
It's got a certified copy by document custodian.
I'm finding it's not relevant, because it's not a California driver's license. The issue in this case is, were you, or whoever the driver of the vehicle was, who has been identified as you, a California licensed driver at the time, did you have a driver's license? If you didn't, I'm going to find you guilty. If you did, show it. Or if you have a justification why you shouldn't have one, finish your argument, sir.
At this time, I would like to enter this into court, felony information affidavit.
It needs to be relevant.
It is relevant.
What is it?
It's the it's information affidavit of a felony recently committed by the chief of police, David Maggart, whose authority that all of this came on, and I'm being held as a political prisoner to identify myself as a person that I do not wish to identify myself as.
I'm finding that not to be relevant. It's not an authenticated document. And
it's
not
my signature.
I'm not going to receive it. It may have your signature that you filed the complaint against the...
I have authenticated copies.
Yes,
from it's from both the Secretary of State as well as the Orange County Recorder. I have a letter from the Irvine Police Department here, which shows
what? That Irvine Police Department does not have the authority to exercise police control over...
No, that the city council never appointed David Maggart as chief of police.
Okay, thank you. I'll review that, and I'll let you know if it's relevant or not. Let me see it.
Yes, sir.
All right, anything other than that? Go ahead, sir.
There is no obligation. The other part was the registration.
No, the registration you weren't charged with.
Oh, I know I'm not charged with. There's no violation.
I just said there's no violation that you're charged with, so that would not be relevant.
The officer stated that it was a motor vehicle. It's registered as an automobile, not a motor vehicle.
Okay, we'll correct our records to show that it was a automobile, not a motor vehicle.
Okay. And I also have a copy, a certified document from the Registrar of Voters, shows that the person charged is an uninhabited political office.
I'm sorry?
It's an uninhabited political office.
What is?
The person charged, Corey Brandon Ibe, with that date of birth.
Corey Brandon
Ibe. And that social security number.
Oh.
And that was recently certified.
Well, I can see you. And yes. You're not a political office. You are an individual. You're a person. The officer cited you as driving a car. You need a driver's license to drive a car.
No, he didn't cite me, Your Honor. He cited the person who was on the application for the driver's license account. That's who he cited. He got that information. He admitted to already getting that
information. You misunderstand, but that's okay. I think you misunderstand a lot.
Are you saying I must identify myself as the person on the application?
Sir, the officer has the burden of proof. He has testified that he saw you, the person I'm looking at here in court, driving a motor vehicle. You did not have a valid California driver's license. Therefore, you are guilty of the violation.
He didn't charge me.
Thank you, sir. All right, I do find you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's an infraction. The fine is $75 plus penalties and assessments. Comes out to $402, and I'll receive your document as evidence. Thank you, sir. You're free to go.
Felony information complaint.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll put it in the court file.
Thank you.
You can go across the hall and either take care of that today if you need to set up payments. That's certainly acceptable.
This morning, a different issue. This morning I was here and said that the other cases needed to be heard at a different court.
Yes, sir.
I went across the way. They said you have to go to Fullerton. Fullerton's not safe. Unless the court can guarantee my safety from Fullerton PD, there is no way I'll be going to Fullerton.
That's where the court's located, sir. Sorry. If you want to deal with civil assessments, there's only one court in the county that's a dedicated civil assessment court. So
I do believe that this will be going to a higher court.
And you have a right to file your appeal within 30 days, sir. Thank you. All right. And let's proceed. Officer Larson, Andrew Nowick, please. And good afternoon, Mr. Nowick. You're charged with driving while using a wireless cellular device in a non-hands-free manner. Officer Larson, good afternoon. You may proceed.
Thank you. Sir, I'm Officer Larson, Irvine Police Department.